The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Dear Jesus, we pray that in this message you would pour down your grace, that you would weave for us in our hearts how we can live a fully surrendered life of faith. Help us to call on you every step of the way, when we see you and when we don't see you. We thank you for your word today. Thank you for this body of Christ gathered. And bless us now, in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. I love the Shakers. I love the Signs. I love the musicians. Everybody sounds fantastic. Isn't it awesome to be joined together? Here, here, here. Praise the Lord. I know that your sister parish in Paradise is gathering today for the first time, and several places have gathered either last week or today. So we give thanks for that, and we just surrender our lives to this process right now, that the Lord will weave us back together in his way and his time. But we have to surrender, don't we? We're not in charge. Have you noticed? A young girl, about age 10, who was unaccustomed to traveling, took a train one day across the countryside of Europe. And part of her travels each day, she had to cross two wide rivers and several wide streams. And as she peered out over the window and saw the body of water that was to come, she was filled and awakened with fear and doubt. How are we going to get across? When the disciples huddled in that upper room, waiting for the next step, hoping the Jews would not find them, they were filled with tremble and terror and doubt. And even when Jesus walked through the walls, they were feared with fear. Is he a ghost? How can we possibly get across? As she drew near the river, a bridge, a wooden bridge, appeared and furnished a way over. The wood of the cross, that is the bridge that Jesus provides for each one of us, for every intersection that we approach of our lives, that we cannot see a way over. We are invited to just envision that cross as a bridge. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Lord of all. Call on his name, claim his name, surrender to his name. He is your bridge for every intersection of your life that you cannot see. Jesus has carried that cross, and he has given his life for each one of us. Two or three times this experience was happening for this young girl. She saw the next body of water, there was a bridge. The next body of water, a bridge. Finally, she leaned back in her chair and she repeated, somebody has provided bridges for us all the way through. Living a fully surrendered life of faith recognizes that it is Jesus himself who goes ahead and lays down his life in the form of bridges. Since I left Paradise 2.5 years ago after the fire, all three of my dear beloved teenagers have been that child. I cannot possibly provide the bridges. I must rely on a God who does. I must call on the name of Jesus when the bridges appear and when the bridges don't appear. It's the same response. Jesus Messiah, you are name above all names, blessed Redeemer, you're the Lord of all. The truth is, there's a little child like that, right, inside of each and every one of us, that as we travel through the journey of our life and we approach a body of water that we cannot see how we're going to get across, we call on the risen Lord. When Hudson Taylor in 1866 left England after 5 years of work there for China to begin his missionary work, his ship was in great danger. His wife and children were on board. 3 other believers and several non-believers were on this ship. And the winds died down and the current was carrying them towards the sunken reef where they had cannibals on the other side. Do you know what cannibals are? I mean, I thought I did, but I had to look it up. Yes, they're people who eat other people. And they could see them. The fire was burning on the other side, and they were moving towards this sunken reef with no energy. And the captain stands up and says, well, I've done everything I could possibly do. Everything we could possibly do has been done. But Hudson Taylor says, no, there's one thing we haven't done. 4 of us are believers on this ship. We will go into our cabins, 4 separate cabins, and in total agreement, we will pray that the Lord will send us a breeze immediately. And so they went down into their cabins, prayed with all their heart that the Lord would provide a bridge in the form of a strong breeze, and immediately Hudson came up out of his cabin and he said to the captain, let down the sails. What would be the good of that? Says the captain. I told him that we've been asking for a wind from God and it was coming immediately. And within moments, a big breeze and wind came up and moved their ship out of the danger on their way towards China. And Hudson had been receiving messages from the Lord all the way through. Bring every need you have to me in prayer. How do we live? He was asking Hudson to surrender. You don't know what's around the next corner or the next body of water. But if you surrender your life to me, I will provide the bridges. But how do we do this fully surrendered life? So we can look into the scriptures today and get an answer. What actually happened that day? Peter and John go up to the temple. It's the 9th hour, friends. It's 3:00 in the afternoon. They had 3 prayers a day, morning, afternoon, evening. But this was a special one, this 3:00. 3:00, what does that echo in your mind as believers when you think of Jesus Christ? What happened at 3:00 in the afternoon? You can say it. He died. Peter, come on, this is a special prayer service. It's the moment that Jesus laid down his life and the wood of the cross provided us new life. Come on, Peter, let's go. He's the same man, Peter. Look at him, the lame man. He's been there year after year. He's 40 years old. We've seen him over and over. He's here again today. Can I have a donation? Can I have a donation? The words vibrate. Look here. Peter and John speak right into the eyes of this man. This is not a eyes glancing kind of experience. This is, oops, I'm supposed to stay right here. Look right into his eyes. This man was not given eye contact. This man was avoided. Sometimes people threw things in, sometimes they didn't, but they never gave him the bridge of the connection of the human heart. But on this day, Peter and John say, look at us, look at us. And the lame man is saying, today is different. Today I may actually receive something different. But all he did was say again, "Can I have a donation? Who are they anyway? I can feel it in my bones. Something different's going to happen today." But what if Jesus has something even better for the lame man and for all of us? What if the Spirit of the living God has a much better plan than just another donation? Look at us, giving them his full attention, no shame, no eyes glancing side to side. He hears the words of truth. "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." It is the Holy Spirit of the living God, that Spirit, the Paraclete, the Advocate, who goes ahead of us and roots for us, prays for us. Here is that presence, that immediate breeze that the lame man could feel. The wind blows wherever it pleases, just as you can hear the wind but can't tell where it comes from or where it's going. Just reach out your hand and hold on to it. Can you feel that breeze in your own life? Name it, claim it, surrender to it, move with the prompts. "Since I left Paradise, I've yearned to find a new nursery." I love Menden's Nursery up in Paradise. I've tried Home Depot, I've tried True Value. I'm thinking, I've got to go to Magnolia's over there near St. John's over on East Avenue. And Friday, I was driving down 8th Avenue and I got this little glimpse in my brain because I had gone walking with a dear friend from St. John's the Sunday before, and I was talking about nurseries, and she said, "Oh, you need to go to Little Red Hen. Little Red Hen has a lot of good things, you know?" And as I drove down 8th Avenue, I looked over and guess what? There was a Little Red Hen. So I went and I did my errand, and then I came back and I went into the Little Red Hen. I talked to the gal there and I walked around and I left that place with a dozen bright purple petunias. It was the Holy Spirit breathing life into me. You know why I was so perfect? Because I didn't have time to go over to Magnolia's. I didn't really want to go to Home Depot or True Value. Bless their heart, they're all wonderful places. But the Lord sent me a breeze. And that's what I'm talking about. When we surrender to him and take suggestions, life starts to unfold. In the name of Jesus, all the lame man had to do was have the faith to just take Peter's hand and gets up. "Oh my gosh, my feet, my ankles are strong. What else can I do but jump up and walk? What else can I do but praise my God?" Now, whose faith is it? Is it the lame man's faith? It's Peter's faith. The lame man just walked across the bridge that Peter already knew was there. He took the steps. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. Peter's driving home. Faith, faith, faith. Faith in the living God. Don't stare at us. We didn't do it. God did it through the living power of the Holy Spirit. Have faith and your life will be changed forever. Amen. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Lord of all, call on him in your own life. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer. Now, who was the greatest doubter in all of these stories after Easter? Sometimes we say Thomas because he's got the title Doubting Thomas. But Peter has got to be the second one in line, right? Peter got halfway across the water and doubted and fell in. Over and over, Peter shows lack of faith and lack of courage, yet Peter is the vehicle for this man's healing. If Peter can somehow have a life of faith, fully surrendered and following the living God of Christ, why can't we? Come and have breakfast. Jesus made those fish sandwiches. Don't ask him who he is. Just eat the sandwich. Just enjoy a good breakfast. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord. Feed my sheep. Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord. You know I love you. Take care of my sheep. He's asking Peter to surrender, and he's giving him a way back. He denied him three times. He's given him three chances to say yes. Simon, son of John, do you love me? Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus goes after him. He wants to restore him. Have you ever needed restoration? Have you ever needed to be restored? Raise your hand. Have you ever doubted? Have you ever had shame and doubt and guilt? This cross, this bridge comes after us. Whether it's the hound from heaven or the little voice that says, go to the red hen. There are prompts every day of our lives. He comes after us. And the more we surrender, the more we joyfully get up and walk like that lame man. Oh my God, my ankles are strong. I can joyfully walk because I've surrendered to whatever this experience is right now. We can say, oh, that was back then, but what about now? But how about the very fact that it happened then should give us confidence that it can happen now, and it does happen. What do you need healing from, my friends, today? Where are the bridges that you need in your own life? After the fire, the first year, my family of five huddled together in that upper room. We were a united family. We prayed together, we had dinner together, we went to church together. Life seemed okay, even though we had fear and trembling still after the fire. But year two, the train started to go off the track. I started to hear messages like, well, you know, Mom, next year I'll be old enough, I can just check myself out of school if I don't feel like going back after lunch. Then there was the day that I woke up and one child had jumped out the window and I didn't see him for 4 days. Another night, somebody was gone. I didn't know where they were. I drove around from 7 to 11 o'clock at night only to find this beautiful child sitting in McDonald's. What is happening? Where's the bridge right now? Two parents still waiting on the train with fear and trembling. The only thing that makes sense when the bridges don't show up yet, call on his name. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Lord of all. Now he's going to bring the bridges. We don't know where they are. For us, it's been one military academy and a couple places for troubled youth. They're all out of state. But you know what? I have faith in the living God that as I surrender every single day, in God's way, the unification will happen again. All the little bridges. One child has been accepted to Azusa Pacific, beautiful Christian college down in LA. There's hope. There's hope on the horizon. But never in the course of a day can we sit back and say, well, I've got it all together. I can just do it my way. No, every day, friends, we're called to live a surrendered life. And the disciples, before we close out, have only a partial conversion. Have you noticed? It's a whole lot harder to live a partial conversion to Jesus than a fully surrendered life, right? Then you're not back and forth struggling every day. Should I do it my way or should I do what the Lord wants? The disciples are still with a partial conversion. Is he a ghost? our world today, you know, people are saying there are many routes to God. It's kind of socially acceptable. Oh, there's many routes. But you know what, my friend? We pray to the only God who listens. Now, I know you can't stand up and you're a little shy, but this is the place in the sermon where the amen needs to come. We pray to the only God who listens. He listens. He provides bridges, not always in the way we think they're going to come, but our God listens. If we can go into our own cabin and pray fervently for that immediate breeze. Every day of my life, we are faced with the choice of living in faith or living in doubt. When the bridges don't appear, look back. Look back and see those bridges that have been built and do you have been able to walk over. We will get through COVID. This church will be full again. We will stand, we will worship, we will hug. Look back. The Lord has gotten us through many, many things. If we walk by faith and not by sight, call on his name. Believe it. Surrender to it. Trust in him to make the changes needed in our lives to heal us. Whoever believes in me, rivers of living water will flow from them. Amen.